UN is here on that.
I mean, what the European Union leaders finally nailed an unprecedented 1.8 trillion euro budget and coronavirus recovery fund early Tuesday. That's equivalent to $2.1 trillion. The group of 27 nations managed to find unity after days and nights wrangling over money and power in one of their longest summits ever. It lasted 4 days. To help confront the biggest recession in its history, the EU leaders reached a consensus on a 750 billion euro coronavirus fund to be sent as loans and grants to the countries hit hardest by the virus. That comes on top of the seven-year 1 trillion euro EU budget, said French President Emmanuel Macron. Quote, there are 27 of us around the table, and we managed to come up with a joint budget. What other political area in the world is capable of that? None other, he said. Italy is set to receive 209 billion euros. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said that with this, quote, we have the possibility to relaunch Italy with strength to change the face of the country, and now we must hurry, end quote. Conte must consider matters as small as getting new school desks to replace double and triple desks, and so that students can maintain social distance. More than 35,000 Italians have died of COVID-19. Italy has the fifth highest death toll in the world, and the EU estimates the Italian economy will plunge by 11.2% this year. In the EU as a whole, the virus has killed more than 135,000 people. Advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats are set Tuesday to discuss next steps in responding to the coronavirus crisis in the United States. This, as congressional Republicans say they were working on a $1 trillion relief bill. In a meeting at the White House Monday, Republican lawmakers and administration officials said they were making progress towards fresh legislation. This is VOA News.